Dolly Parton is synonymous with big hair and glamour. But there's a lot more to this Southern belle than her image. Parton is a talented musician and an astute entrepreneur who has achieved international success. Since her career began in the 1960s, she has composed more than 3,000 songs, sold more than 100 million records, and won 11 Grammy Awards. And now, at the age of 75, she is considered a cultural icon. Born in a cabin by a river in the town of Pittman Center, Tennessee, Parton was the fourth of 12 children and has described her family as having been dirt poor. However, she had a happy childhood and became interested in music at a young age. After getting a guitar, she began writing her own songs. At the age of 10, she began playing music on local radio and television stations. Then, 3 years later, she made her debut at the Grand Ole Opry, a famous country music concert in Nashville that introduces new artists in the genre. After finishing high school, Parton moved to Nashville to begin her music career. In 1967, Parton appeared on a TV show hosted by the country music singer Porter Wagoner. After that, Parton and Wagoner began making music together and had several hit songs. Also in 1967, Parton released her debut album, Hello, I'm Dolly. In the 1970s, she achieved success as a solo artist. She had her first number one song, Joshua, in 1971, and went on to release some of the most popular songs of all time, including I Will Always Love You, famously covered by Whitney Houston for the movie The Bodyguard, Jolene, and 9 to 5. In the past decade, Parton has featured in or provided her voice to 5 films, written a book, released a number of albums, gone on tour in the US, and received 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards. The blonde bombshell is still going strong and recently told reporters that she has no plans to retire. Parton responded to the COVID pandemic with a donation of $1 million towards vaccine research at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. When Parton received her Moderna vaccine in March, she even adapted her song Jolene to celebrate the occasion and to encourage other people to get any vaccine on offer to them.
I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. You should get out there and do it too, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it?
Parton is equally candid about aging, as she told Oprah Winfrey.
I don't think about my life in terms of numbers. First of all, I ain't never going to be old because I ain't got time to be old. I can't stop long enough to grow old. I'm just going to be the best I can be at whatever age I am. And I bet you I won't look much different when I'm 95. I'll have on the makeup and lighting and all that. I'll look as young as my plastic surgeons will allow me. But I think more than anything, it's about what comes from inside you. It's an attitude, and you got to shine from within. And sometimes that can make you feel young and make you seem young to other people.